Kind of spoiled. They were the album came out just right after Aretha Franklin died. And actually, they did an appearance on Q on CBC. I was listening in Toronto a couple weeks ago, and their appearance was going to be broadcast live, but it was cut off because they put together an Aretha show instead for Q that day, that week. But yeah, Great Lakes Swimmers, new record. They challenged themselves on the Waves of the Wake to use zero acoustic guitars, which they always use. From Network Music Group, this one's called The Open Sea on the Earshot 20, number 4. Up from 18, another big jump. Tony Decker will tell you more about songwriting without the acoustic McGit box.
In the tangle, in the blindness, in the spiral, in the wind, you are the bridge, the key, the way across and in. Far past the barriers, I almost had the sense. On fire, I knew you there. Sharpened an awareness to a point that has effect. The light switched on where the lines intersect. Flowing at every angle, everywhere at once. On fire, I knew you there. Get to you, and where can you be seen? In the tangle, in the blindness, in the distance, in between, between the turmoil and the open sea, between sudden and we'll be right back.
I challenge Green Day to do covers of Kerplunk and 1021 Smooth Out Slappy without electric guitars. If the Great Lakes Swimmers can do that, here's Talking About Her from Bernice, number 3 on the Earshot charts. Nothing second best about this one from Jennifer Castle, Rose Waterfalls at number 2 on the Earshot charts.
No one said the poetry was easy. Living with a song inside your heart.